Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be possible, impossible, are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It is so much more complicated,
fascinating, and above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
Colby.
Should piss off the firebug.
Your hair is on fire. What would you like to do?
Can I force my head into his chest? So I want to smother my hair on his scout uniform.
You can try, absolutely.
He's not wearing a scout uniform.
Yeah, he's not wearing a scout uniform.
Okay.
He's just wearing... He's wearing a Digimon t-shirt, cargo pants, and a pair of Air Jordans. So you want to try and smother your
fire? Yeah, I want to smother my hair...
On that Digimon t-shirt?
Right
into
the
sorry,
decal.
Yeah, all right, cool. Unfortunately, no, you lower your head and try to run it into him, but he dodges out of the way and you bump your head instead on the electric stove, sorry. Wilbur, it's your turn. What would you like to do? You look
God.
Over and you could see, you didn't see the beginning of the fight, you're just watching what's happening now.
Well, so from my assessment, does it look like Colby has it under control?
Colby's hair is on fire right now.
Mm-hmm. So probably
and I just smacked into a stove.
So no.
No.
I'm going to try and spear tackle. Actually, I guess I think I would try and put Colby out rather than fight Hugh.
All right.
I think that's what I would do. So I'm going to try. We're in the kitchen.
Yep.
My thinking is I'm going to try and shove Colby's head in the sink and then turn the tap on.
Colby, if Wilbur grabs you and tries to dunk your head in the sink, what would you do? Would you allow him?
No, I've got this.
You grab your incredibly muscular sister and you are unable to force her head into the sink.
I'm trying to help you.
Off.
Harry.
You're on fire.
Kill him.
Harry Rickards is definitely not engaging in this. He doesn't know which side to fight for. And so he definitely is not going to fight for either side. Ralph, he grabs a blanket and then he tries to throw it over your head, Colby, to put the fire out.
I go immediately asleep as it's nighttime.
A blanket would have been smarter.
Well, unfortunately, he grabs the blanket, but you're in such a rage, he can't get it over your head. So your hair is still on fire. And then Squirrel definitely isn't doing anything. So it is Hugh Townsend's turn again. Hugh looks at you, Colby, and says, "You're fucking crazy." And he sprints away and he's going to try and lock himself in the bathroom. Well, he doesn't try to. He closes the bathroom door. Highs or lows?
Highs.
He closes the bathroom door and you hear, damn it. He can't seem to get the lock working. All right, it's your turn again, Colby.
I bust into the bathroom.
Is your hair still on fire?
Yes.
Can I sort of like hit my head to put it
out? You can try to put your hair out or you can bust open the door. You can't do both.
I bust open the door.
Oh my God.
You take another point of bashing damage, Colby.
I think it should be lethal damage.
It actually should be aggravated damage. So, but no, because the fire is still, I'm going to say it's still quite small because it was such a small flame. Let me quickly explain the types of damage to you.
Sure.
Wasn't expecting to have to do this so soon.
Yeah.
But there are three different types of damage.
Uh-huh.
There's bashing, lethal, and aggravated.
Mm-hmm.
Bashing damage is kind of superfluous. Like when Colby stepped on Squirrel's foot before,
yep.
That that would be bashing damage. Uh-huh. It's
punching the guts would be bashing damage.
Yeah. Anything basically without a lethal weapon is mostly just bashing damage.
Yep.
Bashing damage, you recover 1 point every hour. It goes away really quickly. It's kind of just being bruised and hurt.
Yep.
Lethal damage is any damage that is dealt with a lethal weapon. So a sword or a gun, that sort of stuff, that does lethal damage. Lethal damage, you recover 1 point every day.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot longer to recover from lethal damage. And then aggravated damage is the sort of damage that it really fucks you up. Being burnt alive is aggravated damage. Uh-huh. Losing a limb is aggravated damage. It's the sort of damage that might not even ever heal. But if it can heal, it comes back at a point of one per week. So realistically, if you take aggravated damage, you're not going to heal it over the course of this game.
Like if your head was on fire, for example.
I'm going to say the fire is still small enough. It will become aggravated damage, but it's still quite a small fire, I think.
My hair's on fire, not my head yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
If unattended, yes, this will very quickly escalate.
But I think it's worth it to burst in on a frightened boy on fire.
Absolutely.
Like Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I'm Ghost Ridering it.
All right, you then only need to get one success because he's... Hugh is trying harder to close, to lock the door than he is to try and keep it shut. So, yeah, absolutely. You explode into the bathroom. Hugh looks at you with your slowly burning hair, and he says, "Oh, hey, how you going?"
I like you. I'm coming around to him.
I shut the door and lock it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
You're going to need to make a just straight up dexterity roll, to be honest. Would you like to spend willpower? A coal power, sorry.
No, thank you.
Oh. Oh, my God. Maybe beyond locking it, you move like there's like a little stepladder thing that just kept here for storage. You put that under the door and lock the door. You are alone in the bathroom with Hugh.
I want to grab a towel off and just extinguish my hair.
Your turn is already coming on, unfortunately. And then it is Wilbur, your turn.
You know what? I'm going to give this a few minutes, and if it doesn't resolve, I'm getting mum.
You hear that?
I thought I was thinking that, but that's okay.
Oh, I thought you said that. No.
I'll say it.
All right. Well, you hear that.
I don't let my fear show on my face, but I am aware that I only have 2 minutes to do what I need to do. Mm.
You have less time, actually. The other kids don't really choose to do anything. They're staying disengaged. But then you hear at the front door or the door to your room. Hey, just wondering, we heard a little bit of a scuffle, a commotion going on in there. Is everything okay? Colby, it's your turn.
I want to grab a towel and smother my hair so it's not on fire anymore, please.
Your hair was on fire for so long.
You take, I'm going to say, 2 more points of bashing damage. It's now starting to escalate, and it's going to be a little harder to put out. I'm not going to lie. Do you want to spend coal power?
Yes, please.
All right, you do a good job. Yeah, you extinguish your hair. You can talk or do kind of a basic interaction, but you can't fight him this turn because your complex action was putting out your hair. Is there anything else you'd like to do?
Lighter.
What do you mean?
Give me your lighter.
All right, I'll make that an intimidation check. I will call that's your intimidation 3 plus your presence, which is 2.
Is it intimidating if someone's putting out a fire on their head and then asking for something? Because I keep
but
tossing
it. But I've been on fire for so long.
That's what I'm thinking. But also, you're like, it's like you're drying your hair, which is not a very intimidating look.
But know? I'm so cool. Like, if someone, if someone was looking at you, you're not cool.
You're a bully. That's different.
If someone was, So if someone was looking at you in the eyes, being on fire, they kept eye contact, extinguished the fire, and they were like, "Pass me that."
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
it's
not my call.
Well, I was about to say, I think you could make an argument either way. I'm going to say in this specific instance, because you are already a bully to these people, I'm going to give you a bonus. So I give you a +1 bonus.
Your bully bonus.
Yeah, your bully bonus. You've got a total of 6. He shakes his head and says, "No way. Why would I give you another weapon?"
You're right. I've already got 2 and I lift up my fists.
All right, it's his turn. He's going to try and push past you to... He's heard his freedom is close at hand, so he's going to try and unlock and open the door. He opens the door and he's able to, you can try and prevent him from getting past you, but you can really only slow him down at most. He still is able to get past you and he bursts out of the bathroom as the door to your room opens up and your dad steps in. Hey there, everyone. Hey, I hope we're all happy campers, eh?
You set my hair on fire.
Oh, okay then. Your dad looks at you, and because you left it burning, you quite obviously have had your hair on fire.
It probably stinks in here.
Yeah.
She's crazy, Hugh says, pointing at you. She tried to kill me.
What?
Your dad looks between the two of you. Colby, it looks like he's x-ray scanning you as he looks you up and down, and he says, all right then. Well, maybe we need to separate some of the you people, because you don't seem like very happy campers, eh?
I just don't think you should have a lighter anymore.
You have a lighter? He says. Hugh kind of sheepishly, your dad forces Hugh to give him the lighter. All right, then. Well, I think under your mom's advice, I'm going to separate you into two different rooms. So, Hugh, you and Colby, you're going to go into two different rooms. But who else would like to share a room with whom?
Oh, no.
Everyone. All of the other campers take a big step away from you, Colby, and towards Wilbur. All right, then. Well, I guess, Harry, you and Ralph, you can stay with Colby, and the rest of you, I'll get you another room. Come with me.
Okay. So I'm with Squirrel and Hugh, the firebug?
Yep.
Goody.
But his light is gone. You're welcome.
That's true.
You walk out of the hotel room and your dad, he's quite purposely separating you. Well, specifically, actually, he's separating Hugh and Colby. He takes the three of you down to the front desk and you hear him ask for Mr. DuPont. He is going to contact Mr. DuPont, who's going to get you another room.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with the brochure for Glime?
I would have shoved it in my pocket.
All right.
Or my backpack if I have one. Do I have a backpack?
You would have a backpack, absolutely.
It's in my backpack.
Well, in that case, all right. Well, your dad, when he walked into the room, he kind of gave the place a big look around just to check to see what was going on. I'm going to make you make stealth intelligence to stow that thing. Your dad got two successes. You got one.
Oh, no.
Your dad walks out. Before he takes you downstairs, he walks over to your backpack. You see he reaches into one of the pockets and like one of the corners was sticking out of the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls out the Glime brochure. He knows your backpack, so he looks at you, but he doesn't say anything. He folds it up and puts it in his pocket.
Oh, no. Dad's disappointed.
All right, then. Let's get you another room, shall we? And then he leads you down to contact Mr. DuPont. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in the room...
So, what was that all about? Harry asks.
He made it so that we couldn't go on roller coasters.
Yeah, I guess he did. You know we're going to be here for like 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, only 2 weeks. I don't live at a roller coaster place at home. Theme park. See, it's so new to me.
All right, then. He looks at the beds. I want the window one.
Ralph looks at you and gestures at the other beds.
Which one's better? What's the good bed?
There's the bed next to the window. There's another bed, which is obviously positioned in such a way that it gets kind of good window sight as well. Then there is a separate room that has a double bed. And then there is another separate room, which is kind of designed for really young kids. And the beds in there are single beds as opposed to... Well, like a short single as opposed to the other beds here, which are either doubles or the isolated bed, which is a queen.
Yeah, I get the other like the second window bed.
You grab the second window bed and Ralph's going to take the queen bed in the separate room. Meanwhile, downstairs, mm-hmm. Squirrel leans over to you and says, he takes out like a what do you call it?
Inhaler. Asthma
puffer, yeah, he takes out an inhaler, takes a big puff from it.
Why? He just says.
I don't know. They're both psychos.
You know, Ralph takes a step away so that Hugh and your dad can't hear him. You know, he has another one, right?
Oh, my God. That doesn't surprise me.
I think
okay.
He took like a bag of them.
A bag of lighters?
I don't know. I saw something.
All right, well, we'll try and get him off him when we get back to the room.
All right.
Maybe I'll distract him and Squirrel you. Go rummaging through his stuff.
Okay. Skrull seems scared at the prospect.
You'll be fine.
Mr. DuPont comes down and you can see he had obviously retired for the night. He, instead of wearing that nice business suit as before, he's wearing kind of like slacks and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He organizes it though with the front desk people. You are given a separate room next to the, so it's now you, Wilbur, with Anthony and Hugh, Squirrel and Hugh.
Yep.
Then next to that is Harry, Ralph, Colby. And then next to that is your parents, Pepper and Lucas.
Cool.
Are you going to try and steal the lighters tonight?
We'll see. Maybe in the morning. We'll wait for the opportunity to arise.
Well, after maybe like a quick dinner that's just sent up and you eat in your rooms, There's not much else to do. Would you? Yes.
What shape is the food?
What shape is the food?
Yeah.
They'd probably just have a option of fish, chicken, or beef dinners. They wouldn't have anything special here.
No duck?
Well, if you check, there would be a...
They serve duck here, and in the Mickey Mouse one, they serve rat.
There would be a... No, they don't want to start that precedent, because then Pluto's got to have a dog. I mean, rat's also pretty bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a brochure that is part of the... There's like a bunch of different pamphlets and shit like that about Euro Disneyland and the surrounding area. Like, you could get a map of the place if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, there is a menu that has all of the different meals that will be available at different times, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you look at that, the breakfast menu has some themed foods, but the lunch and dinner menus are just kind of general. So you can get a Donald Duck-shaped pancake or Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. You're not sure what the difference between them is.
And bow tie.
A
bow tie.
Yeah, well, maybe. And then finally what was the other one? Goofy. A goofy-shaped pancake.
Goofy-shaped.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Pancake. He doesn't really have that much of an iconic silhouette, does he?
He has an iconic, his head. Is
I guess his
so
head.
Floppy.
But it's so complex. How do you get a pancake the shape of that?
You miss.
Well, would you want to do anything this night?
I think it's go to sleep. I'm going to go to sleep.
Steal more lighters, but the lighter boy is gone.
Mm.
What I wanted to do was pull out the lighters and smash them with my foot in front of him.
Put a little butane on the ground. Nothing better than that.
Yeah, a lot of butane.
Yeah.
What kind of lighters are they? Like Zippo lighters or like disposable?
They would be disposable lighters, yeah. I don't think he'd... Well, he might have a treasured Zippo, but he's not brought that out yet.
Yeah.
I go to bed.
I also go to bed.
You wake up... Well, I don't know how excited you are for the next day, but you wake up probably around sunrise, I would assume.
Do I also get my willpower back?
Yes, you get a point of willpower back. That is correct.
Yeah, well, we'd wake up around sunrise because we picked the window beds.
No matter what time you get up, no matter what time you think you would wake up, you are woken up by, come on, happy cappers, time to rise and shine. It is before sunrise.
Oh, God.
Aww.
I go.
I was thinking about doing a... I've been looking at hikes around the local area. There's not a lot, but hopefully Mr. Green can drive us a little bit, and we can do maybe a little hike here and a little hike there, and I'll make sure we're back in time for opening of the park.
Okay. That sounds fine. We're back in time for opening.
And then you can have some time at the park, and then I was thinking, what if tonight we went on a little hike and slept overnight somewhere?
I guess I'd be excited because I'm a scout.
Sure.
Yay.
Well, I mean, you're a Disney's
Yeah.
You might prefer, you could still prefer, even Ralph is kind of like, ah, good.
Yeah, okay. I'll begrudgingly go, okay.
All right, then.
Come out to get all dressed for the hikes and come out. And
everyone put on your hiking boots.
And what time are we getting back here?
Or sometime maybe around your dad kind of sheepishly lets that trail off a little bit, and he kind of just half mutters, maybe midday.
What time?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. It'll depend on how quickly we walk, he says. He
dad?
Quite clearly is avoiding the question. All right. Well, the park opens around, I think, 8 a.m. I was hoping we could get a couple hikes in, but maybe we'd only have enough time for the one.
Yeah, well, that sounds good, because then if we do one hike and then we can get it here for when it opens, and then we don't have the line, so we can do more.
Sure, he says. Well, anyway, let's saddle up Pepper. Not literally saddle up, that's just how he always means it. Obviously, he just means put the regular leash on Pepper. Okay, saddle up Pepper and let's get going.
I will saddle up Pepper.
As you're making your way down to the lobby area, Hugh and Squirrel now are avoiding you, Colby. Though, because your dad went on ahead to obviously organize the car, you are left unattended for a little while. Your mom is nowhere to be seen. You're left it unattended for a little while, and you can hear the characteristic of Hugh playing with another lighter.
It's all right. We'll be in the wilderness in a bit.
All right, cool.
Your witnesses.
Push him off a cliff. All the butane in his pockets erupting. Yeah. While you're making your way downstairs, maybe in the elevator, Squirrel leans over to you, Wilbur, and says, I'm scared. Your sister and you, that was intense last night.
Yeah. I think they'll work it out. I think it'll naturally resolve.
Okay.
I wouldn't stress about it, Squirrel.
Okay.
Just enjoy the hike.
You get down to the foyer, and your dad walks from around the desk. Once again, there are people dressed as Donald Duck working the staff booth and stuff like that. Your dad walks around and says, all right, then. Well, Mr. Green's going to be meeting us in about 5-10 minutes. That's a good time to have a little walk around. Maybe we do something for breakfast, eh? Just something to get a traveler, as it were.
Is there like a breakfast? Is there a buffet or something?
Yeah, you can go over to the buffet breakfast and grab some toast and some stuff to take with you.
Goofy.
Is there a make your own omelet station?
Absolutely.
I make my own omelet.
I would like
to roleplay that, please.
What would you like on your omelet?
What do you have?
They've got a bunch of different cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
They've got bacon or smoked salmon, trout.
Mm.
They've got chorizo.
Yeah.
Oh, probably not chorizo. It's the 90s. People hadn't figured out what that was yet.
Okay.
They've got.
Can't put spice in a sausage.
They've got country ham.
Oh, I'll get a country ham omelet, please.
Okay.
With extra cheese. And also bacon.
Would you like, they can also do avocado, spinach, tomatoes, artichoke hearts.
Oh, no. I'm 13. No, absolutely not.
All right, cool.
What kind of cheese are you getting then?
I don't know. Just whatever. Mozzarella, whatever they got.
Sure. Yeah, you could do that. Great. Do you tell them that you're taking this out because they're putting it on a plate?
Oh,
for
yeah.
You?
I'll say I'll try and get it takeaway to go, as they say.
The staff member as much of the Donald Duck outfit as they can be while still wearing a hairnet and having usable hands gives you a look, and you can see they're like, I think we can do something with this, he says. And they maybe wrap it in like a – they have stuff to make crepes here, uh-huh. And they put it in – you know the container that you put a crepe in?
Oh,
they put
your omelet in that. The Sorry? Cardboard cone kind
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They put perfect. It in a cardboard cone and give it to you in that.
Thank you.
What would you have, Colby?
Pancakes.
Pancakes? All right.
Is there a character pancake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They do. They can do them in Minnie, Mickey, Goofy, or Donald Duck. Which would you like?
Goofy, please.
Or they. You could get the. You could get all four. You could get the full set if you want.
I want three Goofy.
They give you three Goofy. They're putting it on a plate again.
Oh, sorry. Can I get those in one of the little cones, please?
I should have guessed. I guess as you would be together. All right, then. Yes, we can do this. They get another thing, and they put everyone else is a lot easier. They just get toast or something. But once you've all gotten some food, your dad leads you back out. You walk past all of the attractions on your left-hand side. You can hear them distantly being kind of turned on and going through some early first-of-day maintenance sort of stuff.
What's the time?
It's probably about, it would be 8 a.m. right now. No, earlier than that. It'd be 7:30 a.m.
Oh my God. Dad said we'd be back in the time if it opens and he said it opened at 8.
9.
9. He said it opened at 9. We'd be back.
Okay. A quick hike.
All right, then. Mr. Green should be here. Oh, there he is now. You see Mr. Green in the limousine. Oh, I hadn't done that on purpose, but that's great. You see it pull up for you. Mr. Green steps out. You can see once again that big beer belly struggling to burst its way out of his uniform. He walks around and he opens up the door for all of you to get in. As you get in, he says, good to see you again, kids. Where are we going to today? He addresses your dad. Your dad gives him some address that he's previously looked up. Mm-hmm. All right. Love it. Let's go.
And we have to be back by 9 a.m.
He checks his watch. Wow, you're going to run that hike.
Yeah, we are. I sort of look at the other kids like, yes, we are.
I've already given up. I've defeated. I know that we're going to be hiking for ages and I'm not going to get to go to Euro Disney. I've already accepted that.
You get into the limousine.
I'm going to attempt the bully's white whale. Bully my dad.
So you leave at 7:30. The drive takes about half an hour. I assume Colby.
Dad?
Yeah?
This is taking half an hour.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll be back before you know it.
But you said we'd be back by 9.
I said 9-ish, he says. He definitely did not say 9-ish.
So what time will we be back?
Oh, well, around 9, I reckon.
How much later after 9 would you say is no longer 9-ish?
Well, I don't know, 9, 10, around then, sometime 10. In between there. Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah?
You said we'd be back to go on the rides when it opened.
Oh,
Dad, there are mountains where we live. We have mountains at home.
A rare roll for you. A persuasion roll. Persuasion, let's call it manipulation. So that's 1 for persuasion, 2 for manipulation.
Hell yeah, gaslight Dad.
Total of 3. Would you like to spend any willpower?
Yes, this is important to me.
Your dad says, all right then. Tell you what. All right then. All right. We'll get out. We'll go there. We'll stretch our legs. We won't do the whole hike. We'll just do a little walk around. There's a park there, like a little camp spot. We'll have a little walk around, have a little suss. We'll figure out what we're going to do tonight, eh? Because we're going to go camping tonight, right? He quite clearly is... You think that if you say no, you're going to break his fucking heart. He quite clearly, he's not trying to imply this to you. You can just, you know your dad well enough.
Yeah, camping tonight.
Yeah, he says, camping tonight. That'll be nice. Just us under the stars in a whole new country.
Do you think that maybe, because this is a scout holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm not a scout. Do you think that maybe you should just be for the scouts and I'll stay home?
Oh, I mean, if you want to make it just the scouts. I'm sorry.
No, I've killed Dad.
I didn't mean...
Colby.
I'm sorry. It's just because you always seemed really interested in the scouts.
Oh, no. If I can come, that's fine. No, I want to.
I'd love to have you there. Okay. We'd love to have you there, he says.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, if I can come, because it's a scout holiday, then that's fine. I'll be there. What time are we going camping?
We'll probably be too late after the park closes to go for a hike. Probably a night hike is maybe something for when you're a little older. But we could just go camping at least. Just spend the night outdoors, you know?
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. It'd be lovely.
Uh-huh.
Just to, you know. Yeah, he's.
Okay, well, it sounds like. I mean, I definitely heard that where he said that we plan to stay to the park until it closes because he said we can't go hiking after the park closes. So mm-hmm. I'm hearing that. I've heard that. That's in there.
Too late, Dad.
Yep.
You've played your hand.
It's a verbal contract.
That's good. So you get a good 12 hours in the park.
The limousine pulls into, it's very funny to have a limousine pull into a campground, but it's Camp Shigon. It's a on the top of a slight hill. There are a bunch of hills all around you, and you get a beautiful view. There's very unobstructed view of the French countryside. You can see rolling hills in several different directions. It's very close to wine country as well. Mm. So off to the north, you can see just sprawling wine estates for as far as the eye can see. To the south of you, there's this large lake that the rolling hills eventually give way to, and you can see many little white boats slowly dancing upon its surface. Your dad takes you up to the top of the hill, and he gestures around. Well, we could set up some of the tents over here, and we'd want to set some tents up over here, and guess what? We're not going to have to make any preparations for any bears or anything like that, so we can sleep with our food, he says. Wouldn't that be funny?
Cool.
Have a little midnight snack.
Mm.
Ralph? Ralph says, you know, there's still like wolves and stuff, right? Oh, yeah, it's just a little joke. Just a little joke. I obviously don't want anyone to get eaten by anything. Well, tell you what, everyone spread out. And if anyone here can find for me, I'm going to say 3 local plants, local to this, to France at the very least. If you could find 3 local plants and tell me what they are, I'll give you a badge.
Ooh, what's the badge?
He thinks for a second. I think I'll call it, International Herbologist.
I like the sound of that.
You can win it as well if you want, Colby.
And if I win it, no one else gets it?
No, anyone can get it.
Okay.
You don't understand the point of scouts, do you, Colby?
it's not so much a competition as it is a collaborative learning experience.
Not a competition, except I can't get anything.
I sprint into the woods to try and find 3 plants.
Are you moving with such ferocity?
No, what's Hugh doing?
Hugh?
Oh my god.
Hugh is probably
starting a brush fire.
Yeah. Hugh's probably not that engaged with this activity. You see that he has wandered. Actually, you're going to need to make a wits composure check. You look around, and Hugh has already moved on. All right, you do spot him. He's wandering over into a kind of like a collection of rocks not too far away from the campsite.
Can I stalk him?
Sure, absolutely.
I want to follow him from behind, and I do not want him to know I'm there.
All right, you get 0 successes.
Okay.
So as you're approaching the rocks, you can see Hugh, he's kind of like doing something. He's scrambling about. He at one point pokes his head between 2 rocks, sees you coming, and then like a big wide-eyed expression, he slips back and he's doing something behind the rocks.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend.
But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.